So the first thing you need to learn to do is to make your voice tone match the experience you're trying to convey. It really brings your words to life. When your words come to life, people can actually have the experience that you're trying to give them. So to do this, I want you to squeeze the meaning from your words. It doesn't mean that you squeeze the meaning. You squeeze the meaning. You must make each word really reverberate with the emotional content that it means. I remember talking to one hypnotist and watching him do an induction with someone. Unfortunately, this man wasn't very good because every time he tried to get someone to relax, instead of saying, relax, he would say, relax. Now, your eyes are relaxing, your feet are relaxing, relax, relax even more. Now, relax your shoulders, relax, you're fully tense, relax your shoulders now, relax your body, relax your mind, relax deep into trance. Now, even from that short burst, you should realize that that really isn't the way to get someone to relax. Similarly, if you want someone to go deeper into a trance, you don't say, go deeper and deeper, because the tone of voice is suggesting something completely different. Deeper goes down. So if you want someone to go deeper and deeper still, you must let your voice do the work for you. So here's an exercise for you to begin with. I'm going to read a list of words to you, which in a moment you'll get to practice. And I want you to say them in as many different ways as possible until you find the one that really reverberates with its full meaning. For example, there are so many ways you can say the word love. You can love things or love things. Excitement. Long. Tiny. Weird. Amazing. Fantastic. Hate. Anger. Focus. Calm. As you listen to these lists of words, notice how each one is performed in a way that it begins to really suggest part of its meaning. So the tonality brings the word to life itself. Now, the way I'd like to practice these is take these words or any others that have that kind of rich meaning. Take a dictionary or a thesaurus out and start randomly going through it until you find words to practice on, and then make the words sound like what they mean. Once you've done this, choose a sentence and try and put as many of these words into it as possible, whilst making each word come to life. So you're squeezing the meaning from your words. For example, you might say, hey, I love going to the park. I feel so excited. You see, a long, long time ago, when I was just a tiny little boy, I had the weirdest experience. This man came to our house, and he was just an amazing person. In fact, he had this fantastic habit of giving us sweets. Now, I know my mother hated us having sweets. In fact, sometimes she'd get downright angry with us for eating too many sweets. But, you know, there's times when you have to just focus on the good things in life. And when she calmed down, she saw the funnier side and allowed us to enjoy the experiences we were having. So notice that I've used the very same list as I showed you a moment ago, and I've really brought the meaning to life. It really brings the whole rhythm of what you're doing, brings a pulse and a real meaning into the things that you do. So I'd like you to go ahead and just pause this recording for a moment and only move on to the next track when you've had an opportunity to practice squeezing the meaning from your words and then putting them into random sentences, just to bring the words to life within that. Go ahead and do that now.